भगवत अनुग्रह उपजीगी मिशी तिथि. तो ट्रांसलेशन, बलि महाराज सेड, पर्सन लाइक अस हु आर स्टिल अटैच्ड मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट, हु आर कंटेमिनेटेड बाय द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर एंड हु लैक द मर्सी ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कैनॉट फॉलो द सुप्रीम पाथ ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज द एक्सॉल्टेड डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It is said that spiritual realization, one must follow the great personalities like Lord Brahma, Devarshi Narada, Lord Shiva and Prahlad Maharaj. The path of bhakti is not at all difficult if you follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas and authorities. But those who are too materially contaminated by the modes of material nature cannot follow them. Although Bali Maharaj was actually following the path of his grandfather, because of his great humility, he thought that he was not. It is the characteristics of advanced Vaishnava following the principles of bhakti that they think themselves ordinary human being. This is not an artificial exhibition of humility. A Vaishnava sincerely thinks in this way and therefore never admits his exalted position. I'll read translation for verse 27 also. So in verse 27, Sukadeva Goswami concludes this section of glorifying Bali Maharaj. He says, Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, how shall I glorify the characteristic character of Bali Maharaj, the supreme personality of Godhead, the master of three worlds, who is the most compassionate to his own devotees, stand with the club in the hand at the Bali Maharaj door. When the Ravan, the powerful demon, came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamandeya kicked him at a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. I shall explain the characteristic character and activities of Bali Maharaj later. Prabhupada says in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunnulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Raghunalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Hare Krishna. So I would like to welcome all of you for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, I try to speak something on this verse for your pleasure and for my purification. So this section, as of your reading, is of cosmology. So Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the various aspects of Vedic cosmology, how the planets, stars are located at different locations, But the beauty of Bhagavatam is that Bhagavatam is filled with the glorification of devotees. The hero of Bhagavatam is not Krishna, but the devotees. So, while describing the cosmological past, cosmological aspects of universe, Shukadeva Goswami is not leaving the opportunity to glorify the devotees, their mood, their intention. Just like when he was describing about Jambudipa, he said where different planets are located, how the different varshas are located, how they are separated by different mountains. And while explaining, oh, but on each varsha, there are different personalities. And they glorify the Lord with certain prayers. What are the prayers? These prayers are mentioned. And now, after explaining the entire above planetary system, in this section, in this chapter, Shukadeva Goswami is describing the lower planetary systems. This, there are six in number, Atala, Vitala, Sutala. And the moment he came to Sutala Loka, Shukadeva Goswami, while explaining, he waited. Oh, wait. A special personality is there in the Sutala Loka. Who is that? Bali Maharaj. And he was so overwhelmed by seeing the qualities of Bali Maharaj that he spent few verses in glorifying the Bali Maharaj, glorifying the Bali Maharaj's devotion, his prayers and his qualities. So that's the difference between Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Same pastimes mentioned in Mahabharata also. But there, hero is not Bali Maharaj. Hero is Vamandeva. Vritrasura pastime came in many scriptures. But who is the hero of that pastime in other scriptures? It's Indra, not Vritrasura. But Bhagavatam, who is the hero? Vritrasura. Despite his being defeated, he is the winner. Because he is a devotee, pure devotee of Lord. He offered prayers, explaining, exhibiting his pure devotional qualities. Similarly, we can see the pastime of Narsingadev. Now, Narsingadev pastime got many scriptures. But who is the hero? Narsingadev is a hero. But in Bhagavatam, maximum verses spent in glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad is a hero as per Bhagavatam. So this is a principle which is mentioned in third canto by the Vidura to Maitreya. So Vidura says to Maitreya, Shrutasya pamsa suchirashtamasya nanvanjasa suribidita arthar tattat gunano shavanam mukundo padaravindam rudhaye shvesham. Shrutasya pamsa, person who hear Vedic literature, suchira for long time, shamasya, and they take great endeavor in hearing that Vedic literature. What they should do? Suribirit arthe, they should glorify the pure devotees of Lord. Suribir means pure devotees of Lord. And what is the characteristic of pure devotees? Tattat gunanu shavanam mukundo. They always absorbed in hearing about the Mukunda. Padaravindam rudheshvesham. And his heart, the lotus feet of Lord, always resides. Just like Narottam Das Thakur says in glorifying Vaishnavas, Tomara rudhaye sada govinda vishrama. So that's why, that is the system a person should follow who want to study Vedic literature. That glorification of devotees. And that's why, whenever Shukadeva Goswami gets opportunity to glorify devotees, he keeps aside all other aspects of the thing which he is speaking. Hey, let us take opportunity to glorify the devotees. Now, this also gives us to speak more and more about Bali Maharaj. Repeatedly, Bhagavatam gives us opportunity to speak about Bali Maharaj. Now, all of us know there are 9 processes of devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj says, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, Itipam, Sarpita, Vishnu, Bhakti, Shetnav, Lakshana, Kriyate, Bhagavati, Adha, Tanmande, Adita Uttama. So all 9 processes are Shravan, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaran, Padasevan, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatan Goswami, for each process, there is one personality who perfected his life by predominantly following that process. It's not that they never follow other process. They were doing other process also. But predominantly, they got success in bhakti because of following that particular process. So this beautiful verse comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shri Vishnu Shravane Parikshita Bhavad Vaiyasake Kirtane प्रहलाद स्मरणे तदंग्रि भजने लक्ष्मी पृथु पूजने अक्रुरस्वभिवंदने कपिपतिर दासे साख्य अर्जुना सर्वस्वात्म निवेदन बलिहुर कृष्णाप्ति यशाम परा. हु इज अ पर्सनैलिटी हु इज फेमस फॉर श्रवणम? इट्स परीक्षित महाराज. परीक्षित महाराज डिड 7 डे श्रवणम. ही परफेक्टेड हिज लाइफ. श्रवणम कीर्तनम, हु इज अ फेमस फॉर कीर्तनम? इट्स सुखदेव गोस्वामी. ही डिड कीर्तनम इन दैट सोम सेम 7 डेज. बाय डूइंग कीर्तन, बाय ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्णा, ही परफेक्टेड हिज लाइफ. हु इज फेमस फॉर विष्णु स्मरणम? इट्स प्रहलाद महाराज. Who constantly used to remember Lord Narayana and he perfected his life. Then, what about Pada Sevanam? Who is famous for Pada Sevanam? It's Lakshmi Devi. Pada Sevanam, Lakshmi always does the Pada Sevan of the Lord. She always serves the lotus feet of Lord. And she achieved perfection by serving lotus feet. Then Archanam, who is a person famous for Archanam? It's a Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj is the Archanam of the Lord. And by doing Archanam, he perfected his life. Then Vandanam, it's Akrura. In 10th canto, we know, when Akrura went to Vrindavan, he was so overwhelmed by seeing just lotus feet of Krishna, that he started rolling in that Vrajarasa. And just by doing that Vandana, by offering obeisance in that way, in that ecstatic way, he achieved the perfection of his life. Then Dasya, as per Bhagavatam, it's Hanuman. Sakhyam is Arjuna. And when Atma Nivedanam comes, the name comes is Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj is famous for Atma Nivedanam. What is the meaning of Atma Nivedanam? Complete self surrender. That is Atma Nivedanam. So we also know that we must surrender to Krishna. But have we really surrendered to Krishna or not? How to understand that? Bali Maharaj completely surrendered his life and perfected his life. And that's why famous of Atma Nivedanam. So as a sadhaka, how we can understand, are we on the right path of surrender or not? So again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami, what are the 6 principles by which we can understand, have we surrendered really or not? So what are the 6 principles? Anukulasya Sankalpa, Pratikulasya Varjanam, Rakshasiti Vishwaso, गोप्तृत्वे वर्णम तथा आत्मनिक्षेप कार्पण्य षड्विधा शरणागति. सो टुडे विल ब्रीफली अ लिटिल एलाबोरेटली विथ फ्यू एग्जांपल्स ट्राई टू सी ऑल दिस 6 principles दैट हाउ वेरियस डिवोटीज अप्लाइड दिस 6 principles एंड ट्राई टू सरेंडर टू कृष्णा एंड इट विल हेल्प अस टू एटलीस्ट अंडरस्टैंड. Am I on the right path? Am I surrendering properly? And if I am not, what am I supposed to do to surrender more nicely to progress in the path of devotional service? So first is Anukulasya Sankalpa. Meaning is acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service. So sometimes it is said that we must do tapasya. Rishabhadev also says, Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Niloke Kashtana Kaman Arhati Vid Bhujambi. Human life is not meant to live like a dogs and cats and hogs. Kashtana Kaman Arhati Vid Bhujambi. So what we supposed to do in human life? Tapo Divyam Putrakayana Sattvam Shuddhete Brahma Saukhyam Tvadantam. But what is the purpose of tapasya? So that we can purify our heart and achieve the Brahma Saukhya. Achieve the devotional service. Achieve the service of the Lord. That is Brahma Saukhyam. Tvadantam. Towards Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how we can define tapasya? Because again another contrasting verse is there. Aradhitam yadi hari tapasya tataskim. If you are worshipping Hari, why the need of tapasya? Naradhitam yadi hari tapasya tataskim. If you are not worshipping Hari, why to do tapasya? Antar bhair yadi hari tapasya tataskim. If the Hari, Supreme Lord is there inside or outside, what is the need of tapasya? Nantar bhair yadi hari. We should think. I don't believe in Krishna. He is neither inside nor outside. Then why to do tapasya? So this tapo divyam means what? So our acharya says, tapasya means try to follow those things which you don't like in order to get those things which you like. Or try to follow those things which you don't want to like, which you don't want to follow, in order to get the thing which you want to follow. So major portion of sadhaka's tapasvi life is two things, anukula sankalpa and pratikulasya varjanam. Because our senses are so strong that sometimes it takes us away from what is favorable to Krishna consciousness and makes us follow the things which are not needed to follow the process of, which is not favorable for Krishna consciousness. So we can see a few examples from the life of Srila Prabhupada. Now when Srila Prabhupada went to America, initially he stayed in the house of Gopal Agarwal. All of us know from Lilamrita. And Gopal Agarwal by birth is Indian, his father is Indian, he stayed in India. He's from well aristocratic Brahminical family. But Prabhupada never ate food in his house. Because even though apparently he's from so-called Brahminical family, he was a materialistic person. He was not a devotee. He used to drink, he used to smoke cigarette, and in the house they used to cook meat, they used to eat meat. So Prabhupada person used to cook in his house and used to eat whatever ingredients he used to get. And so sometimes he has to do tapasya that in a freeze where they used to keep the beef and meat and all those things, in that same freeze he has to cook his food and used to keep. But he never touched the food, in vegetarian food made in their house. He used to cook himself. On the contrary, he used to feed the family in which house he used to live. Then Prabhupada thought that this place is not conducive for my preaching, the purpose for which I came to fulfill the mission of my Guru Maharaj. So Prabhupada left that place and went to New York. And he used to stay in the house of Dr. Mishra, who was again Brahmana, who was again yogi, supposed to be Guru or Sannyasi. But again, while staying in that house, Prabhupada never ate the food cooked by Dr. Mishra. Himself used to cook and used to feed Dr. Mishra, on the contrary. But never ate his food because he was a Mayavadi Sannyasi. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadi, we know that. So Mayavadi Bhashya Sunya Hoya Sarvanash, Mayavadi Sangha Kile Haila Sarvanash. Mahaprabhu says, Ki Mahabhagavate Krishna Prana Dhana Yara, Mayavadi Chittetar Avashya Phiritandra. If you hear Mayavad, your chitta is going to be lost. So Prabhupada never ate that. And now afterwards, when he started expanding his movement, and many hippies joined in the movement of Prabhupada. And they were not from proper background. They used to do all nonsense before. And even while they joined the temple, as such they have not initiated it. They just started practicing few rounds. Many of them had not left all their bad habits. Still, when these devotees to cook, Prabhupada used to honor that prasadam. Because they are on the proper path. They are on the path of purification. And that is anukul for bhakti. I can accept that food. That is not pratikul to bhakti. So Prabhupada happily used to honor the food cooked by his own disciples. So this is the principle of anukulasa sankalpa. Again, Prabhupada could have stayed in the house of Mishra, Dr. Mishra. He never told him to leave this place. In fact, he gave them a different place, so you have your own activity. But despite being a comfortable place, Prabhupada left that place. And Prabhupada started living in the Bauri. Even the place was not really conducive for sadhu. It's a horrible place for sadhu in India to live at the age of 70 with no money practically in the pocket. But still Prabhupada thought that I have at least great opportunity to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. This anukul for my preaching, I would rather accept staying in the Bauri rather than staying in the house of Dr. Mishra. So we can see from this principle also how we followed these principles. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that once one person came to Saraswati Thakur and told Saraswati Thakur there are two articles which came in two different newspapers. And one article is heavily criticizing our movement, heavily criticizing Krishna, and other article is glorifying Krishna. So Saraswati Thakur asked, count number of times Krishna word came in the article. So the disciple said that the article which criticizes Krishna and our movement, the more Krishna word came. And the article which glorifies, very few words of Krishna came. So what Bhakti Siddhanta says, the article which criticizes our movement is a good article because it has the word Krishna. And by reading the word Krishna, they will get the Sukruti. handle progress. It's anukul, one sense. So he accepted that article as a good article, even though it's apparently criticizing their own movement, because it's favorable for Krishna consciousness. And one more recent I would like to quote is from Journey Home. So all of us have read Journey Home, that Maharaja was living in Vrindavan in this same period which we are saying, and we can't, it's very tough to conduct a class outside, the cold is there, that's why some sunlight should come and all those things, we made arrangement like that. And it's very difficult to get up, all of us are finding difficult, especially in morning time, to get up for Mangalarti in such a cold time. But in this cold time in Vrindavan, where temperature is much, much, much less than the Vada, Maharaj used to sleep below the tree whole night with one simple dhoti, which given by some Babaji to him in the Himalaya. And the same cloth used to enter into your river Yamuna, and so came back, that dhoti used to get dried. Maharaj used to live like that for 6 months almost. He lived like that. And then Prabhupada happened to come there with his all Western disciples, and Maharaj got bewildered because they were carrying cameras, they were carrying many instruments, they were taking very nice clothes, they were looking very clean, all those things. Seeing at them, Maharaj thought that they are not much austere. So Maharaj got bewildered, and that doubt was lingering in his mind. So Maharaj happened to went to see Prabhupada and happened to hear Prabhupada's class. And Prabhupada clarified this point without asking the question, that we are accepting many things, but we are using those things in the service of Krishna. And then Maharaj wrote his realizations. Prabhupada gave an example of microphone. Look at this microphone. If you use this microphone for singing mundane song, then it's Maya. But if you use the same microphone for glorifying Krishna, it's a spiritual thing. So nothing is material, everything is spiritual. And then Prabhupada said, if the service is needed, then you must stay below the tree. And if you are attached to the staying in the room or palace, then that staying in the palace is Maya. But on the contrary, if your service required to stay in the palace, and if you say, I can't stay in the palace, I must stay below the tree, I can't accept Maya, then that is a Maya. Not accepting the facilities is a Maya. So this is the principle of Anukulasya Sankalpa, and that's why in our definition of pure devotional service, we say Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. We never say Jnana Karmadi Shunyam, because those karma or those aspects of Jnana which is Anukul for Bhakti, we can accept that. That's why Rupa Goswami uses the word Anavritam, not Shunyam. Now, let's see the second principle, Pratikulasya Varjanam. Rejection of unfavorable thing. So Kunti Maharani very beautiful says, what are the four things which are most unfavorable for bhakti? These are Janma Aishwarya Shrutashri Bhi Edamanam Adapaman Naivahartam Abhidhatur Vai Tvam Akinchana Gochara. Janma is very difficult because Janma creates problem in surrendering to Krishna. That Janma has attachment. And Brahmanas, the pastime of Brahman Patnis from 10th canto, that Brahmanas were attached to their Brahmanical position, their chanting of mantras, their knowledge of Vedas, that they fail to offer food to Krishna Balaram, which is the goal of this Yajna, which is the goal of the Vedas, of which they are proud of. And on the contrary, the wives of Brahmana, who were not much educated, very simple, they followed. They could be able to serve Krishna, feeding them nicely. So, this Brahmana gave realizations. Dhik janma natrujyatat, dhik vratam, dhik bahugyatam, dhikkulam, dhikriya daksham, vimukha yeto adokshaje, hell with your janma, hell with your vrata, hell with your bahugyatam, our knowledge of Vedas, hell with your kula, and hell with your alertness in chanting Vedic mantras. Because all these things, despite having all these things, is taking us vimukha yeto adokshaje. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, Nicha jati kula nahir bhajanera ayogya. Satva kula vipranahir bhajanera yogya. You are saying that I am a very low-born person, Sanatana. That is not a qualification to not to chant holy name. Anybody can chant holy name. On the contrary, Satva kula vipra, if you are from great birth, need not be you are qualified to chant holy name of Krishna. Second obstacle we can see, Pratikulasya Varjanam, Aishwarya. So, demigods, in last chapter we saw, while glorifying Bharatvarsha. What they glorify Bharatvarsha? They say, Kim duṣkṛter na kṛtabhis tapovrater dāna nibhirna dujayena phalguna nayatra nārāyaṇa pāda pankajam smṛtir pramuṣṭho atiśa indra utsavat. Why the residents of Bharatvarsha are glorious? Because naturally in Bharatvarsha there is austerity. There is not much opulences. And even if opulences comes, they immediately go away. So naturally, they come back to normal. And they have great chance to surrender to Krishna. Because in misery, naturally we remember God. It's natural tendency of Jiva to take shelter of God when the misery comes. But what is our position? We did a lot of austerities. We did lot of tapa, lot of vrata, lot of charity we given. And we got this position of Swarga. But we are very misfortunate or unfortunate because we cannot remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. Why? Atishay Indri Utsavat. So much Aishwarya is there. That is so much Aishwarya, our senses want to enjoy more and more. And they are not getting satisfied. And because of Atishay Indri Utsava, we can't remember Krishna. So too much Aishwarya, too much opulences are hindrance in the path of devotional service. Of course, Krishna sometimes awards more and more opulences to pure devotees. Whenever Krishna realizes that devotee cannot get affected by the opulences, Krishna awards more opulences to devotees. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he said, I don't want any opulences now. I got your lotus feet. But Krishna said, no. You have to accept opulences and you have to rule. Because now you are in proper position to rule. Same case of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad said, no, don't give me all this poison. Krishna said, no, you have to rule. Because you are a proper devotee. Because when devotee is not attached to money, he can utilize money properly in service of Krishna. And also in case of Bali Maharaj also, Krishna says in the 8th canto, Manasthamba nimittanam janmadinam samantata sarvashraya pratipanam hanti muhyena matparaha. Then my devotees, even they get money, manasthamba sarvashraya pratipanam, they never get bewildered by all these opulences. Third hindrance means, this is Sribhir, Janma Aishwarya Shruta. Shruta is the third obstacle. Is about knowledge, too much knowledge. It's a hindrance, it's pratikul in one sense. Patpatha Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bahu Chitte Bahu Vakke, Bahu Shastre Bahu Vakke Chitte Brahma Hoye, Sadhya Sadhana Srishta Na Hoye Nishchaye. To Tapan Mishra, he says, that if you read too much from too many people, Bahu Shastre, Bahu Vakke, Chitte Brahma, you will get bewildered. Sadhya Sadhan Srishta Na Hoye Nishchaye. So follow one thing, because there are so many scriptures, so many commentaries, so many opinions. Tarko Pratishtha, Shruto Vibhinna. There is no oneness among the two. Nasa Rushya Samatam Na Bhinnam. That's why to get Dharma, we have to follow Mahajanana Gatasso Pantha. We have example of, best example is of who is that? Romarshat Sutta. He has so much knowledge. Rishir Bhagavata Vadha. Shishro Dityani Bahunicha. He is a disciple of Vyasadeva himself. What all he is explaining? So, Ityasa Puranadi Dharma Shastrani Sarvasha. But Balaram ji saw, despite having all this, Adantasya. His senses are not controlled. Avinitasya. He is not humble. Vritha Pandita Manina. He considers himself Pandita. Because who is a Pandita? Pandita Samadarshina, who can see equality, who is humble, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni. He don't have his qualities. And na gunaya bhavantisma, he don't have qualities of Pandit. Natasya vajita atmana, he's just like an actor acting on the stage. So, despite having all qualities, he failed to offer obeisance to Balaramji. He failed to do things which are favorable for bhakti. So that's a pratikulasya varjanam. Famous pastor Rupa Narayan, we know. That Rupa Narayan came and told Rupa Goswami, I want to debate with you. Rupa Goswami thought, why waste that time? Let us sign it. I'll sign it. I got defeated. He went to Sanatana Goswami also. I got defeated. But when he came to Jiva Goswami, just to uphold the glories of our gurus and our senior Vaishnavas, he had a debate with him, and within 10 minutes, he defeated Rupa Narayan. And he asked him, just give me that patra back. I don't want anything. You continue as a Digvijay. We remain Digvijay, we don't have an option. But that patra which is given by my spiritual master, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, give me that back. That's what I want. And that person gave that Vijay Patra back. But when Rupa Goswami came to know this, he was furious. He says that this is not a mood to stay in Vrindavan. This is not conducive to stay in Vrindavan. We are in Vrindavan to exhibit the humility, to remain humble and to serve Krishna. That's our mood. And he punished him and discarded him away from Vrindavan. Because Rupa Goswami is aware, Shruta, Tuma Shruta may cause hindrance. It has potency to take us away from the path of devotional service. And lastly, Sribhir, beauty. So all of us know the example of Dhanurdas. That despite having Lord in front of him, devotee taking Lord in procession, Dhanurdas was seeing that prostitute. Because of beauty of that prostitute, he got attracted towards that beauty. And for the past time, we know how Ramanujacharya protected that Dhanurdas. So once Prabhupada made one statement that women in the France are very beautiful. And he was looking towards disciple, what they are commending. We have Prabhuji from France here. So, this is Prabhupada's statement, it's not my statement. So, Prabhupada made that statement. And he was looking towards disciple. And disciple got confused, what to comment on this? Should I say yes, should I say no? Prabhupada said, because women are very beautiful, there are material appearances here. There's a material progress here because to satisfy the woman, to attract the woman towards you, they have to endure hard to do that thing. So that's why we saw four aspects of Pratikula Savarjam, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruto, and Shribir. These things are Pratikul for Bhakti if they didn't take in proper consciousness under direction of Guru. Then third principle is Rakshasiti Vishwaso. Having complete faith that Krishna is going to protect me. That is Rakshasiti Vishwaso. So there are many pastimes, no need to mention, we are reading Shastra, Prahlad Maharaj's best example, Amrish Maharaj's best example, that they never, despite having so many calamities, they never prayed to Krishna, please protect me. They have faith that if Krishna wants to kill me, he will kill me. I'll get killed. And if Krishna wants to protect me, despite being all this calamity, I'll get protected. So this is chanted name of Krishna. So, but in case of life of Prabhupada, we can see permanently this principle of Rakshasiti Vishwaso. How much faith Prabhupada has on the Krishna. So Prabhupada was in Calcutta and started preaching that time. Calcutta and Bengal that time, communists were very prominent. And everyone was fearful of communists in Bengal and Calcutta especially. And what communists used to do? They used to catch any great businessman, used to threaten him, give us your all money for our political agenda, otherwise we'll kill your entire family. And they used to distribute the leaflets, flee or fly, something like that, the leaflet used to distribute. And then Prabhupada came from West with his Western disciples, and many people started getting favorable to ISKCON. ISKCON started progressing, the Pandal program started, and communists started feeling fearful that again that God consciousness will come up. And people will become God conscious and our whole propaganda of communism will fail. So they started giving threatening threats to the Prabhupada that if you don't stop this activity, we may kill you. We may disturb you. So many disciples got feared that Prabhupada, we should not do Pandal program. Prabhupada said, I'm going to do. I'm not stop. And also Prabhupada went for Pandal program. And the Pandal program, the first row, which is came for dignitaries, these communist people came and sat. And they started shouting against the giving respect to dignitaries. What is this? Giving respect to dignitaries. All are equal. Communism. Everyone is same. And they started throwing the leaflets. And disciples started doing kirtan on the stage. So they demanded, we want to do kirtan on the stage. But the devotee is very happy. Hey, please come on the stage. We'll make you dance. But despite that, they were not ready to listen to them. And they started doing all noise. Prabhupada was sitting quietly. And Prabhupada started chanting, Chintamani Prakhara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vatesha Surabir Abhipala Yantam Lakshmi Sahastra Chata Samrama Sevya Manam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. As they started singing Brahma Sahita, their voice went down. They became little calm. And then Prabhupada invited them to his room. Disciples were fearful. Prabhupada, don't do this. They may kill you. Prabhupada said, don't worry. Let them come. Let me talk with them. And Prabhupada talked with them. And from next day onwards, they stopped doing their all notorious activities. So that faith Prabhupada has, Rakshesiti Vishwaso. During Second World War, there was once Gaudiya Math Sanyasi living in the same apartment where Prabhupada was living. Prabhupada rented his top floor to Gaudiya Matha. And when Japanese were starting bombing on Calcutta, that Sanyasi got fearful. He said, let's leave this place. Prabhupada says, no, I'm not going to leave this place. Because if Krishna wants, he may come in the form of bomb to us. And he may kill us. That's Krishna's desire. I'm going to stay here. So while bombing was going on, Prabhupada was doing kirtan on the street. He was cooking puris and kachoris for Krishna. That faith Prabhupada has. Again, we know that famous instruction from Lilamrut, that Prabhupada's partner in Bauri, David, he got some craziness. And he was being very crazy in one night. And Prabhupada got a little scared of it. And Prabhupada left that room. Because he may attack also. That's what he thought. He left that room. And sannyasi, an Indian sannyasi, without any money, without any luggage, all luggage in his room, he's in the street of New York. What to do? But he was calm. That time, Mukunda Maharaj, he was not a devotee. He was just coming to Prabhupada in the Bauri to see him. His one contact number he was remembering, Prabhupada. No notebook also. That time mobile was not there. But he was remembering his contact number. And Prabhupada called him for public phone. And at night he went to his house where Mukunda Maharaj and his girlfriend living as a living relationship, not as a married couple. In that house Prabhupada stayed. And then he got that house, 26 Second Avenue. What was the rent? $200. And Mukunda Maharaj was scared. How the money will come? $200 per month, two rooms. One is top for Prabhupada, one is basement for doing kirtan and giving katha. How that money will come? But Prabhupada says, yes, I'm going to accept this room and I'll manage the funds. Because Prabhupada says, no. If Krishna wants me to conduct activity, he will provide the fund. And somehow Prabhupada used to say, somehow every month money used to come and I used to pay the rent of $200. So this is the third principle you saw. Rakshesiti Vishwaso. Fourth is Goptrutve Varanam. Dependence on maintenance provided by Krishna, accepting Krishna as a guardian, should not endeavor unnecessarily for bodily maintenance. Should not do atyahara. So, there are many pastimes, but I would like to quote one pastime which I recently read in the book of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Servant of Servant book. He mentioned these beautiful pastimes. So, for Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Prabhupada gave one service that you organize Sankirtan in the Los Angeles. And that Sankirtan was very famous, became very famous on the streets of Los Angeles and West Coast. And within that Sankirtan, Vishnujana Maharaj, they used to perform some act, some drama, some act, devotional act. So seeing that act, everybody used to get attracted towards that act. And then they used to do Kirtan and they used to distribute the books and Back to God magazine, and the program was very successful. So once they were doing, and one great person from Hollywood, Mr. Vance, he said, they happened to see that act and they liked it very much. That person liked that act very much. And he invited all the devotees to come to his apartment. And he wanted to give them opportunity to present this act in front of, in the Hollywood, some show in the Hollywood. And if they do that, then what he told? 4 million, say 40 million, not 4 million, 4 million, almost 4 crore Americans will hear Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj thought it's a great idea. Let's meet him. So they went into his room. Now, when the devotees came, he first told that, no, all 14 devotees cannot enter into the room. He selected 7 devotees only. 7 devotees left. All the 7 devotees came, they sat inside his bedroom. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, we are feeling very odd. That we are monks, we are brahmacharis. And we are sitting in the bedroom. He made them sit. Then he told him, I trained you how to act, how to hold guitar, how to smile, what are the ways. You practice that ways and then you present it. Then people will like it. So Maharaj thought, let's see, let's do it, because 40 million, million people are going to hear Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So they did all these things. And many great personalities from Hollywood came and that person introduced them that they are Hare Krishna monks, they are prophetic God consciousness. But among the 7, he allowed to chant or sing kirtan for only 2 people. Rest, you just act. You just hold the instruments like that. So when they came back to the temple, they thought that we are not happy, we are not feeling happiness. We did kirtan, people were happy, but we are not feeling happiness. So are we doing proper activity or not? Let's wrote to Prabhupada. So they wrote to Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna wrote letter to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in London at that time. And Prabhupada gave very beautiful reply. I'll just read that letter, Prabhupada's letter. Prabhupada says, "I am pleased to note that there is interest in having our Sankirtan party perform in various public engagements. The same thing is going on here. And they have been invited to such and such a places in Amsterdam and Germany. So if you can do this, it's nice. But, do not change our principles of practicing. Do not change our principles. Practicing is already done by Kirtan. No need to practice separately. It is not required for us to become artists. Our main point is service to Krishna, not to please the audience. We shall not divert our attention too much to adjustment of musical sound and holding instrument. People should not misunderstand that we are bound of, we are band of musical artists. They must know that we are the devotees of Krishna. Our devotional practice and purity should be so strong that wherever we chant, there shall be immediately impression in the audience of devotion to Krishna. So you are doing all this activity, don't do this. Depend on Krishna. Goptrutve varnam tatha. Don't go behind the audience. I make a this much audience. And for that purpose, don't do unnecessary atyahar. Do simple kirtan. People may get attracted. Whoever get attracted, sufficient for us. That was Prabhupada's reply. So this is the fourth principle we saw. Goptrutve varnam tatha. Now I have very less time. So I'll rush now. Fifth is Atma Nikshepa. Atma is complete full surrender. So whenever I read this sentiment, Atma Nikshepa, the prayer came in my mind is Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayer. Manasa Deho Geho Jo Kichu Mor Arpilu Tuva Pade Nanda Kishore Sampade Vipade Jivane Marane. In life, in happiness or distress. Dhai Mama Gela Tava Upada Bharane. How much self-surrender Bhaktivinoda Thakur has? Even if you want to kill me, I'm okay. Jan maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichcha tohar, but I'm going to be a servant. Nitya das pati toha adhikar. Okay, Lord may say, I'll give you birth again. Fine, janma bhi moh ichcha idi tohar, but I have one request. If at all want to give you birth in the house of a devotee. So Krishna may say, I'll make you insect in the house of a devotee. Fine, I'm allowed. Kitya janma ho adi tova das, but by being insect, if I become your devotee, allowed. But bahirmukhe brahma janme nahi as. Without that, I don't want even birth of Lord Brahma. So that's a surrender of. And then he says, Janaka jane daita tane, Prabhu Guru Patitu Saramara. You are my everything. Okay. In the morning also we chant that prayer. Tvameva mata cha pita, tvameva tvameva bandhu sakha, tvameva tvameva vidya dravidam, tvameva tvameva sarva mama deva deva. This is Atmanikshepam. And Bhakti Rasa Kshetra Maharaj says that actually in the Bhagavad Gita we know that gopis are best example of Atmanikshepam, full self-surrender. In Bhagavad Gita mentioned about Ras Lila. Can you guess which verse? There is one verse in Bhagavad Gita which describes Ras Lila. This is what Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj says. Anybody can say, anybody aware which verse in the Bhagavad Gita says about Ras Lila? Hey, Gita, there is no mention of rasa and rasila, though topmost rasa and madhuri rasa. Gita is a philosophical book. How can you say there is a rasa lila in the Bhagavad Gita? So Bhakti Rishi Maharaj says, Sarva dharman parityagyam mamekam sharam vraja depicts rasa lila. How it depicts rasa lila? This word vraja, mamekam sharam vraja means vraja gopis here. So how we should surrender to Krishna like a vraja gopis? Gopis surrendered everything to Krishna. Sarva dharmam pratyam they did. They surrendered their chastity towards Krishna. They surrendered their household duties towards Krishna. All whatever they're supposed to do as a civilized lady, they surrendered to Krishna. So this is the meaning of Atmanikshepam. So Gopis is the best example for this. And lastly, Karpanya is humility, excessive humility. And the best example is Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. When Mahaprabhu went to meet him, what kind of humility they exhibited. That first of all, this is that Patit Pavan Hetu, Tomar Avatar, Amamai Patita, Jagate Nayar. So you have delivered Jagai Madhai. But what glory you have if you deliver Jagai Madhai? Jagai Madhai Dui Kaila Uddhar Tahate Uddharite Shama Nahile Tomar. What Shama you got delivering Jagai Madhai? Why they are saying this? Because they are from great birth, Brahmana Jati Tara, Navadipya Ghara. In the spiritual world, Navadip, they have ghar, house. They are from Brahmana caste. Nicha seva nahi kare, nahi nichera kruparo. They never served the lowest human being. And they never take krupa, benefits from lowest people. Then unka ek, they have only one fault. Sabha eka doshatara, haya papacha. They were engaged in sinful activities. But to remove papa is difficult. Papacharan. Papa Rashi Dahe Nama Bhasila Tomar. This is Nama Bhasa Sanketyam Pariyasam Stovan Helame Vacha. Why couldn't Nama Grihanam Asheshaga Haram Vidu? There's a Sanketyam Pariyasa Namavas by the Namabhas. Papa Rashi goes. So what's great did in delivering them? Tomar Nama Laya Tomar Karila Nindana. Sai Nama Hilatara Muktira Karana. They chanted your name to criticize you. And that name itself became the cause of their deliverance. Jagaya magaya hate koti koti guna. See what they are saying. Karpanya. What kind of karpanya they have? Jagaya magaya hate koti koti guna. Adhama patita papi ami dui jana. But we are very less. Why? Mlechcha jati. Mlechcha sevi. Kare mlechcha karma. Go brahmana drohi sange amara sangama. What kind of activity we did? Those who are mlechcha jati. Mlechcha sevi. We did mlech activities. And those who kill the cows, we serve them. And then he says, Ama udharita yadi dekhao nija bala patit pavana name tabe se safala. If you really want to make your name safala as a patita pavana, then please deliver us. So, we saw the six principles of Sharanagati. And Bali Maharaj, in this same verse, exhibiting the same principle, that what he is saying in the verse 26, which we read just, he is saying that actually, person like us who are still attached to material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature, and lack mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the supreme path of Prahlad Maharaj. I could not able to follow the path of Prahlad Maharaj. He was a great devotee. I am not that great devotee. That karpanya, that humility, Bali Maharaj is exhibiting in this verse. Now, in last 3-4 verses remaining, exactly opposite principles mentioned in those verses. Because below Sutala is Talatala, Mahatala and Patala. Now in between there is a Bali Maharaj. Now how contrast Sukadeva Goswami mentions that what kind of living it is live into the other planetary system. So I am going to read the verses, and by reading the verses we can understand the contrast. They are just proud of their opulences. They are totally ignorant about the spiritual values, spiritual life and humility. So verse 28, I'll read the verse. Beneath the planet Sutala, another planet called Talatala, which is ruled by Mayi Danava. Maya is known as the Acharya of all Mayis, Mayavis, who can invoke the supreme power of sorcery. For the benefit of the three worlds, Lord Shiva, who is known as Tripurari, once set fire to three kingdoms of Maya. But later being pleased with him, he returned his kingdom. Since that time, Maya Dhanav has been protected by the Lord Shiva, and therefore, he falsely thinks, see again, pride, he falsely thinks that he need not fear the Sudarshan Chakra of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So false fear. Nobody can kill me. Pride. Against the principles of Sharanagati. Next verse. Below Talatala is the planetary system below Tala is Mahatala. Who lives in Mahatala? It is the abode of many hooded snakes, descendants of Kadru, who are always very eager. The great snakes for a prominent are Kuhaka, Takshaka, Kaliya, and Sushena. All of us know them. Kaliya was a proud, Takshaka was a proud, Kuhaka, Sushena, I don't know. The snakes of Mahatala are always disturbed by the fear of Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu. But although they are full of anxiety, some of them nevertheless sport with their wives, children, friends and relatives. Paschana pina paschati. Fear is there constantly, but ignorance is so much there that tesham pramottam nidanam paschan apina paschati. Deha patya kaltra adeshu atma sanyeshu asatsvapi. They are absorbed the mundane activities. They are not fearful. Oh, I may die. I must do bhakti. Completely covered by the ignorance. So opulences and all these things are again against the principle of sharanagati. And last two verses. Below Mahatala is Rasatala, which is the abode of demonic sons of Diti and Danu. They are called as Panis, Nivatakavachas, Kalayas and Hiranya Puravasis. They all are enemies of demigods and they reside in the holes like snakes. From the birth, they are extremely powerful and cruel. And although they are proud of their strength, they are always defeated by Sudarshan Chakra of Supreme Personal Godhead. When the female messenger from Indra, named Sharma, chants particular curse, the serpent and demons of Mahatala become very afraid of Indra. Again, they are afraid, but what they said? They are proud. They are proud of their position. They cannot surrender to Krishna because of their pride. No karpanya. And last verse of this 24th chapter of Bilaswarga. In that Bilaswarga we are there. Last is Patala. And who resides in Patala? Beneath the Rasatala is planetary system known as Patala or Nagaloka, where so many demonic serpents, the messengers of Nagaloka, masters of Nagaloka such as Shankha, Kulika, Mahashankha, Shvedhananjay, Dhritarashtra is the name of snake. Dhritarashtra is the name of snake. Shankhachuda, Kambala, Ashwatara and Devadatta. The chief among them is Vasuki. They are very extremely angry and they have many, many hoods. Some have 5 hoods, 7, some 10 and others have hundreds and thousands of hoods. These hoods are bedecked with valuable gems and the light of this emanating from gems illuminates entire planet system of Bila Swarga. So it's totally contrast in as compared to Sutalain, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal and Patal. So Bali Maharaj is teaching us the principles of Sharanagati so that we should not behave like this people living in the Bila Swarga, but rather take the advantage of Bharata Varsha and use this opportunity to achieve the perfection of human life. So thank you very much. Sorry for taking 5 minutes more. Any comment or question? Or a correction, most welcome. Okay, Hare Krishna, Granthrashman Bhagavatam ki jai. Good.